This is a London Undone podcast. My name is Catherine Cartwright. These podcasts give you an audible insight into some curious places around London. This series focuses on the historic and at times peculiar City of London churches, their histories, features, associations, and their spiritual lives. Before we visit any more of the churches, I thought I'd give you a bit of an explainer about this series. For starters, I'd like to reassure you that this episode will be the only one, bar one other, that will be dominated by my voice. For the others, I'll simply be in the background. So, there are about 40 churches in the City of London, although many people listening to this are bound to argue over the exact number. And the reason for that is that it's hard to know which ones count. For example, some of the churches are in ruins, some of them only have towers standing, one is a Roman Catholic church and may not even be considered to be in the boundaries of the city anyway. Another, the newest one, is a Salvation Army church. Now, does the Temple Church qualify as being in the city? And there's another, similarly named, City Temple Church, which stands on Holborn Viaduct, and it's always ignored and uncounted. Why is that? Well, whatever the number of churches there are, they are special, which is why I've devoted all this time to share their histories, associations, architecture, features, and their spiritual lives with anyone who wants to know more. I'll be visiting these churches over this coming year and will be bringing them to life by talking to volunteers from the Friends of the City churches, vicars, congregants, musicians, businesses, church administrators, and City of London guides who will all enlighten and inform us about the building's stories and features, past and present. So, a quick history lesson. Until the Great Fire of London in 1666, there were over 100 churches in the City of London. So bearing in mind the City of London is approximately 1 square mile, that is a lot of places to worship. But it's worth remembering that at that time, London was the City of London, and people lived and worked in this small area. Most of what we now call London was just countryside, villages, towns, country estates and so on. So back to the fire. The fire destroyed 87 of 107 churches, and the mother church, St Paul's Cathedral, was also badly destroyed by this conflagration. 34 of those were never rebuilt. A few of the pre-fire churches have survived, and that's because they all stand to the east of Pudding Lane, which is where Monument is today. Because the fire started in Pudding Lane and it spread west. So All Hallows by the Tower, where we went last week, for example, is east of Pudding Lane and is therefore one of those pre-fire churches. The remaining churches that were destroyed in the fire were rebuilt under the watchful eye and direction of the polymath Christopher Wren, who was also responsible for rebuilding the cathedral, St Paul's. And he must have been an extremely busy man. Following the rebuilding, after the fire, there were 73 churches left in the City of London. Another church, St Christopher Le Stocq's, was demolished in the 18th century, but that was nothing because a much bigger tragedy hit the city churches in the 19th century. Not fire this time, but abandonment. Come the 19th century, the City of London's population had seriously decreased as the suburbs were built. The Victorians started to knock down city churches, whether pre or post fire, because they were redundant. And anyway, the churches were out of date, unfashionably decorated, and just not to their taste. So 16 of them were demolished by the Victorians, and a further 3 were destroyed, leaving only their towers, which, by the way, still stand. After this, the City of London was left with 53 churches. Then, during the early 20th century, 5 more were destroyed because they were also considered defunct. But then came the final destructive chapter in the city's history, the Blitz. The City of London, particularly during December 1940, was badly hit by incendiary or fire bombs. And as a result of this, a further 9 churches were destroyed and not rebuilt. So that left 44 churches, which you can still see and appreciate today, although it's worth noting that many of them had to undergo huge restoration work, and a handful of them were left to stand as, well, rather beautiful ruins. Well, regardless of these waves of destruction that hit the churches, when you walk around the city today, you don't have to walk far before you stumble across one. Take Queen Victoria Street as an example. If you start at the bottom, by Blackfriars Station, you will soon find, if you look up to your left, St Andrew by the Wardrobe, which is on top of the hill. It's only a few more steps to St Bennet Paul's Wharf, on the opposite side of the road, surrounded by concrete. And then it's another hop to the brand new Salvation Army Church, a skip to St Nicholas Cole Abbey, and a jump up to St Mary Aldermary, which stands actually at the bottom of Bow Lane. But that is 5 churches in a row and a very short walk that separates them. Many of the churches we will visit in this series will be the work of Sir Christopher Wren and his team of craftsmen. They had to rebuild on the footprint of the original medieval churches, and this leaves us with a collection of buildings in many shapes and sizes. So despite Wren's plan to rebuild London with an entirely new street system, the people who owned the property in the City of London ensured that the medieval streets and building plans were reinstated after the fire so that their land could be reclaimed. And so that is why the churches, despite mostly dating from the late 17th and early 18th century, sit on narrow medieval lanes and alleyways. You'll hear people talking about guild churches or parish churches during this podcast series. And the difference is this. A parish church is one that serves a local community or a parish. Because of the small population in the City of London, you'll find many parishes have joined together. So St Mary Woolnoth, for example, is joined with 7 other churches. And of those 7 churches, only one of them actually still exists, and that's St Edmund. Now, the guild churches in the City of London were created by a piece of legislation from 1952, and this ensured that redundant churches continue to deliver services of all kinds during the week and the weekend too. And they rely on congregations, local businesses, livery companies and so on to keep them afloat and to keep them going. Within the churches, we will hear about the unusual fonts, the grand pulpits for preachers, the testing boards over the pulpits built to project the voice of the vicar, the sword rests for the ceremonial visits by various Lord Mayors of London. Behind many an altar, we will see the reredoses with the creed, the commandments and the Lord's Prayer written upon them. We will find memorials and tombs to characters well known and sometimes unknown. And we'll sometimes be able to go under the churches and find out what lies beneath. We will enjoy the architecture both inside and out. We will find out why they're called what they're called, and most of them have rather unusual suffixes attached to them, and we'll find out where they come from too. And finally, we'll also get to know who on earth is using these churches in 2019. The City of London only has roughly 10,000 residents, and they certainly don't all go to church. So who worships in and uses the remaining churches today? Well, all will be revealed. Stay tuned to hear about the greater and the lesser of these beautiful buildings in the City of London. Now, if along the way you have any questions about any of the churches, please get in touch with me via the main website, londonundone.org.uk.